everyone. I have set up to the side a craft for any kids. Today we're gonna be making one of the three wise men. So any kids that are new and are a little shy, their parents are welcome to come over with them. And then I asked for today, any teenagers, if you're wanting to participate, if you could just come over and help with the craft today instead of making one on your own, because it's a more challenging craft, so I'd appreciate any help. So anyone who wants to come and join me now over here, we can get started.
Good morning. So we're in Matthew, it's chapter 2 of Matthew's Gospel, which is good because chapter 1 is full of loads of names. Some of you have read it in your Bible in a year plan. Matthew 2, and we're thinking today about following the star and about Epiphany. So just if you haven't been to a service where it has been an all-together service before, I'll just explain that the sermons tend to be a little shorter. And the aim is to kind of have a bit of fun, be a bit interactive, and then hopefully to land with some profound teaching point at the end. If people get bored, what I tend to do is just walk to the other side. And then what happens? What's David doing? And then I walk back. And for those of you watching online, I'm sorry, because I know the cameras take a minute to focus, and it's probably going, I'll have to repay the tech team at the back who are going, oh, David, stand still. They like it when I do this, because then it makes for a good shot. Okay, so thinking about Epiphany, and I imagine you know everything there is to know about Epiphany, don't you? And some of you were here on Christmas Eve, and you had a sneak preview, because we did stick the wise men in the Christmas Eve service, because people would be disappointed if we didn't sing We Three Kings. But does anyone know how long after Jesus was born did the Magi actually come? 2 years? It could be up to 2 years, but it may have been as little as 2 months. We know that they stayed for at least 40 days. So it was not probably in the first 2 months, but it could have been anywhere from 2 months to 2 years. Does anyone know how many kings there were? They don't say. I heard somebody say that. It was Sally. There you are. Yes. So we sing about three kings because three is a good number, but it doesn't actually say how many. Why do we sing there were three kings? Because there were three gifts. So we draw logical conclusions because the Bible does say there were three gifts, and we assume in the Middle Ages probably, that everyone would bring one gift. So that's how we end up with three. Are the gifts prophetic? Interesting. Maybe, maybe not. It would seem that gold, as we sang in the song, represents Jesus who would be king, that frankincense would represent Jesus who would be the priest. He can communicate with God for us. He's the great high priest. And that myrrh, as an ointment that's put on a body that's being buried, get my teeth in, would symbolize Jesus was going to die. Now, whilst that is in the song, and you can draw those conclusions, it's not necessarily true from the text. So it's interesting when we get these festivals that we know so much about, or so we think. And actually, as we look at what's in the Bible, some of it is not what we think we know. I actually wrote a poem last year called Don't Let Your Pastor Ruin Christmas. And I put in it a lot of the theological inaccuracies. But I decided if I did it, I'd probably be fired. Because there's certain things in our culture you cannot say, even though they may be true. So maybe I'll show you the poem if you ask me, and I can find it. So we know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. God wanted people to find his son. So he put a special bright star in the sky to give them a clue as to where to find him. The Magi, or wise men, saw the special star in the sky, and they knew from an ancient prophecy what it meant. They knew that it meant that there was a king to be born, and they decided to follow the star until they found Jesus, the newborn king. The wise men had to make a journey of hundreds of kilometers. If they had miles back then, it would have been less. New year, new jokes. In those days, there were no aeroplanes or trains, sadly, or buses. And so how did they travel? On foot and probably with camels. But if they had camels, that would have meant they'd have had lots of money. And if they had lots of money to be able to make that kind of a journey, that's why we might call them kings. Even though they probably weren't kings, they were magi or wise men. It would have taken a long time going on a journey through places they'd never been before. It would have cost them money and effort as well as time. But eventually, where does the star lead them to? Jesus. If you're not sure, the answer's Jesus, right? I'll try that again. Where did the star lead them to? To Jesus. Very good. Thank you. The star led them to Jesus. And the wise men brought their gifts and they bowed down and worshipped him. They gave Jesus treasures of gold, of frankincense, and myrrh. And whilst we can read into it that those were symbolic, actually, if there is a tradition that sometimes when a baby is born, somebody will give some money to the family to help with the cost of raising the baby. Because as some of you know, it's not the cheapest thing, raising children. Is that fair? And the spices, frankincense and myrrh, they would have been worth something too. If you ever find yourself in Save On Foods or wherever in the herb aisle and you see the prices of the herbs, you might think that's quite cheap, that it's, I don't know, $2.59 for a packet of whatever herb you're buying. But actually, when you look, it's only 7 grams in there. So actually, herbs and spices still today are worth a lot of money. And so the actual gifts that were bought could have been very useful in the bringing up of Jesus. The long journey for the Magi was worth their time because they did find Jesus. And when they found Jesus, they gave their gifts, they bowed down and worshipped. Now we see the Magi, we have Magi here in the church, they live in storage most of the year, but they get to come out this time of year. So they're at the front. They're only here for a week. So if you'd like to take a picture and put it on Instagram and tag the church or wherever you do, that's great. There's the Magi, and they are bowing down, worshiping Jesus. And they're at the front. And the thing, one of the things I like about the Magi is that they come with their hands full of gifts. They place the gifts down and give the gifts, and they go away with empty hands. Empty hands, but I would say full hearts. They come bearing gifts, and they leave with nothing physical, except they got to come and worship Jesus, the King and the Savior of the world. We don't have to follow a star to find Jesus. And just for clarification, we don't do what the Magi did and worship Jesus because the Magi worship Jesus. We come and find Jesus and worship Jesus for ourselves because Jesus is worth worshiping, because Jesus is the Savior of the world, because Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We've got the words, some of the words behind. Come and look after the service if you can't see them from there. And there's some of the words, descriptions for Jesus on the back there. God left us plenty of clues as he left the star for the wise men. We have the Bible that tells us about Jesus, about the things he did and said when he went and lived among us. We have the wonderful truth that Jesus is alive today. We worship a Savior who is alive and living. We have the beautiful creation all around us. The scenery of Maple Ridge is beautiful on a good day. And I'm told that tomorrow, I've got a hotline for Canada weather. I'm told that tomorrow, because the kids are back in school and you're back at work, that the weather's coming is going to be sunny. So there we go. You'll get to see the wonderful creation. That creation we heard in John's gospel. Jesus was there at the beginning. Jesus was there at the time of creation. And so creation speaks of the glory of God. In some churches, I'd get an amen at that point. We have each other. We have other Christians who tell us their story of meeting Jesus. We call them testimonies, we call it witnessing. We each have stories of meeting Jesus. And I often say when you're at coffee after the service, if you don't know how to talk to somebody and you want a good conversation starter, you could say, "Hi, how did you meet Jesus?" And we love to tell each other our stories. We also have the gift of prayer. We know that Jesus is with us, that we can talk to Jesus and hear Jesus speaking to us. That's something we can do on our own. It's something we do together, and we'll say prayers in a moment as a whole church. And it's something that we have a prayer ministry team, who are the people who stand at the side, and then if during communion, if you'd like to go and have prayer, they would love to pray for you. And in these prayers, we hear Jesus speaking to us. When we are really serious about looking for Jesus, like the wise men were, then we will find him. And so that's my question for you today. How serious are you in 2025 about searching and finding Jesus? And if you've already found Jesus, what are the new truths of Jesus that you might search for and find this year? What are the new things that you can learn? How are you ready to step in? Are you on the edge and you just need to, maybe you're dipping your toe in the water and you just need to step in, to step in to faith? One of the things I'd encourage you to do is come to church. We're here every week, every day, in fact. There's a service every day, but come to church and you'll hear about Jesus. But we're also going to run an alpha course, and so if you're not in a life group and you're interested, we're looking at running an alpha course, hopefully on a weekday daytime. So if that interests you, we haven't done that before. We've normally gone in the evening, but if you're interested in a daytime alpha course, then let me know. There's a form on the website, or just get one of my cards and let me know. And we're hoping to get Alpha up and running soon. And that is a chance that you can come with questions and seek Jesus and explore. As we go into the new year, can I encourage you to keep looking for Jesus? If you've never met him before, why not go on the journey of looking for Jesus? The good news is you don't need a camel. But if you have met him, keep looking to deepen your relationship with him. For if you do, you will never be disappointed. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the gift of Jesus. We thank you for Emmanuel, God with us. Help us, if we haven't met Jesus before, to go on the journey to find him. And for those of us who have met Jesus, who do know him as Lord and Savior and King, Help us to find ways this year to deepen our relationship with him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.